right, welcome back to A World of Good podcast. This is Joshua Wieger, and I'm sitting at a table. Frank, I don't know what happens, but every time I go to do this, I'm sitting at a table, and I think it's a beautiful image of having a conversation like this. And so I'm sitting with my new friend, Frank Borst, here in Centralia, Washington. Frank, good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Good to be a part of the broadcast.
Thanks so much for giving me a few minutes here, and In the middle of one of your biggest events of the year, where are we and why are we here? What's your connection?
Great question. So this is, we're here in Centralia at Centralia Community Church in Washington State, where we are hosting our annual P&A Connect Conference.
Okay.
Where we've got, over 40 congregations all across Washington State, Northern Idaho, and Northeastern Oregon, and over 100 pastors that we have the responsibility and supporting. And so we're all gathered here in Centralia for our annual conference.
All right. So what's your role with P&A, with the Pacific Northwest Association?
Yeah, perfect. So I serve as the executive director. I'm celebrating my 2-year anniversary.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much. And it's been great. I am not from the Church of God tribe, so this is all new to me. But I will tell you, before joining, I did a whole bunch of research, and I'm really glad not only to be part of the movement, but I really like what the movement stands for.
So beautiful.
Good to be here.
Beautiful. Well, welcome. And thanks for being such a warm welcome to me and our office. We really appreciate everything we've been hearing and the great connection with the good folks in the Pacific Northwest. So thanks so much for the opportunity to be here. Frank, as we talked at lunch the other day, and oh my gosh, I wish I could share exactly where we were sitting.
I know, right? It was a great
on
day.
The river, on the Columbia River, watching planes come into PDX. We're sitting there, a gorgeous place with a very missional focus, a restaurant with a very missional focus.
Right.
So I wish I could share that, but I get to share the joy of that conversation. Was hearing part of how your history and your story, where you came from, really affects who you are in this leadership role here with the P&A conference. And so where do you come from, Frank? Tell me about your family.
Yeah, well, I won't bore you with all the details, except to say that I am the oldest of 4 sons, and I am also, we are German immigrants. My parents were German immigrants, so we're first generation Americans.
Wow.
And my folks met, they came over after World War II, met in English class, and got married, and then 2 years later had me, and I'm the oldest of 4 sons. And so I learned German before I learned English.
Jawohl, wir können ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen.
Richtig. So, so learn German food. Mm. I mean, when I was a kid, I sang in a German choir, went to German school on the weekend. So it was a deal. It was a deal. And my parents were really good about taking us back to Germany to see family and friends. And that opened up a whole new world for me, even as a young kid, to see this beautiful global world that God has created, right?
Yeah.
And with that, not just the beauty of creation, because I'm an outdoors person, but the beauty of culture and different people. Mm. And so when I grew up, I mastered in finance and business and got my international management degree from Thunderbird. And that set me on a course to go overseas. Not just with missions work, but also professionally for the first half of my career. Mm. I was, I did business in over 40 different countries around the world.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, worked in technology, transitioned into healthcare and financial services. And
so even right there, your experience as being a third culture kid, someone who has this history of German as part of his family, but also American, and you're some mix of that third culture, set you up to experience global business.
Right.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So what else? How else did you?
Yeah. Well, and something I didn't share with you at lunch the other day was, God kind of had this calling on me. I remember one of our elders when I was like 12 years old, he pulled me aside and said, Frank, you're going to be a pastor one day. And as I grew up and I love business, I love commerce, I love organizational effectiveness. And so I just thought, that comment has always, the gentleman's name was Will Nimer, by the way, who's been in glory now for a number of decades.
Oh, wow.
But that his words have always resonated with me. And I always thought for the first half of my career that I'm just going to be a minister in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And so using those opportunities, I remember in my 20s and 30s, smuggling Bibles into the Middle East as part of my luggage when I was going over there in business. We started a Christian school in Singapore when we were living there, and worshiped with churches in London when we were living there. So it's always been a part. I've always, you know, how can I impact the kingdom through my corporate work? And then in 2000, the call came, and sure enough, I actually joined a Christian credit union. ECCU was the name at the time. It's now called Adelphi, one of the largest faith-based credit unions in the country. And had a chance to actually do the work of my hands in the kingdom full-time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You said a lot of things there that I want to ask you questions about, but I'm trying to figure out exactly which questions I want to ask. You said you lived, specifically lived in Singapore and in London.
Yeah.
How long was that? Was this like a month, a week?
Yeah.
Was this a couple years? What does that look like?
Well, I was working as the vice president of global for a technology company.
Okay.
And we had our managing director in the UK quit, and they said, Frank, would you go over just for 6 months or so? Well, that 6 month assignment ended up into 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And at that time I was just shuttling back and forth. I had a young family, my wife Debbie and my two boys, Matthew and Daniel. They were very young. And so Debbie was home with the kids, and I was shuttling 2 to 3 weeks a month. I would be working in London. In fact, I had a hotel room at the Reading Hotel. I'll never forget it. And they just kept that room for me.
Wow.
And
Shuttling back and forth from London to California?
Yeah,
was that where you were?
Yeah, exactly right. Los Angeles. Yep, exactly right.
My goodness, what a commute.
Yeah, well, we literally racked up a lot of miles. I'm lifetime platinum.
All right.
So for those of you who are flying American, you know what that means. But it was an interesting time, and we changed that business into a European business as opposed to just a UK business. Hired somebody, came back after 2 years, and that's when we were opening up our Asian headquarters in Singapore. Had a guy lined up for that as well. And literally a month before he was supposed to go over there, there was a family crisis, and that required him to remove himself from that role.
Wow.
So I went home to my wife, Debbie, and said, babe, you're not gonna believe this. And I was in Singapore when I heard the final news. And so I was literally in a church in Singapore praying.
Oh my goodness.
Over what God wanted us to have to do next. And we were going to Singapore. And as I came, that was around Thanksgiving. And then this was Thanksgiving 93. And then January 1st, 94, we packed up the kids, jumped on an airplane, and we were moving to Singapore.
Wow.
And the deal that I made, but this time I was smart, because the deal that I made was I was going to be, it'll be just for 6 months, but I'm taking Debbie and the boys. And 3 years later. Yeah. another one of those, right?
Another one of those.
But you know what, Joshua? The beauty of that was my boys growing up in Singapore had no idea what discrimination and racism was like.
Oh.
They grew up with Chinese kids. There were kids there from Europe. There were kids there from Africa. Because at that time, you know, Singapore was kind of a hub, a Southeast Asian hub.
Yeah.
And so you had all kinds of cultures and disciplines, and it was really an amazing experience. It gave me a glimpse of what heaven's going to look like.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that so much.
Yeah.
And small glimpses into what it looks like to live in another culture. Small glimpses into being a minority.
Yeah.
In those places.
That's right.
I mean, even though Singapore, I know this just from traveling and being engaged with some churches there. They operate in English a lot of the time in Singapore.
That's right. The national language is actually English.
Yeah. Now there is a lot of other like languages spoken there, of course, because it is a hub in that region. But man, what an experience!
Yeah.
And what an experience to bring back to a home country. So what year was it when you moved back here?
Yeah,
to the
States? That was we were in Singapore from 94 to 97.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And 97, gosh, we've had a global pandemic since then.
I know, right? A lot of stuff has happened
since 97. How are you in ministry? Like what sparked that change?
Yeah. So, in working at the Christian Credit Union, I was a pastor to churches, schools, and ministries, basically is what it was, right? On the financial side of things. And so we came alongside, we were the largest kingdom financer in the country. And so learning intimacy about, you know, how does a Christian school work?
Yes.
How does a ministry, a parachurch ministry work, right? How does a church work? Large churches, small churches.
How does organization affect the actual ministry that's going on?
Precisely.
Like the way it's structured as a business. Wow.
So having worked at ECCU, now Adelphi, it gave me an insight into how we actually identify health markers from a financial point of view for a church. So we would underwrite differently than a secular organization would. So for example, we would never worry about having to foreclose on a church. In our 40 years time up until 2010, when the Great Recession hit, we never foreclosed on one church.
Wow.
And we had done billions and billions of kingdom financing.
Yeah, so your markers were very different.
Precisely. So we looked at donor concentration, for example. We looked at the governance of the elder board. How do they work? Does the senior pastor have members of their family on the elder board? See, those are all. So it taught us to look at faith-based organizations differently than the world does.
Yeah. Wow. What a gift to the church.
Yeah.
To have that lens and perspective.
Yeah.
That is so countercultural. Mm-hmm. and what a gift even to the PNA now.
Right.
That you've had that experience.
I was gonna say, even then God was already sowing the seeds.
Oh my goodness.
And giving me the experience necessary to serve him well in my current role.
Yeah. PNA. Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah.
So this week we're talking about stories.
Yes, we are.
This weekend. And I love that focus, and I see so much good coming out of those stories that are being told here at the PNA Connect. But Frank, I just want to ask you, like, with the experience of what happened in Singapore and London, with those experiences in those countries that you're working in all across the world, how does that make you who you are now, and what good is coming out of that here in this region?
Yeah, great question. So as I reflect on my life, Joshua, I think having not only exposure, but experience in other cultures and other regions around the world is a much bigger place than if you've never traveled outside of it or you stayed pretty much local or in your state. That's one observation. The other observation is United States is truly a melting pot, right? And so we're just, as it has for its entire history, we continue to welcome immigrants in. And I have experience having been an immigrant in Singapore, right? Living as an expat there and being the son of German immigrants, what the immigrant condition is, right? And it goes beyond that actually too, because anyone who's marginalized, you pick whatever the flavor might be, right? But anyone who's been marginalized, for someone who has lived and worked and has exposure to other countries around the world, you develop a sensitivity to the human condition that you wouldn't otherwise have.
Yeah. 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 And man, seeing Jesus flesh that out in the gospel and seeing that gospel come alive in those contexts is, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
My pleasure.
For telling us a little bit about the good that God's doing in your context here.
Thank you.
And for saying yes over and over again to where the Spirit leads you. Thanks for being a part of the Church of God.
Yes.
Thanks
good
for
to be here.
For so much. This has been really rich, and I know that it'll bless our listeners.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter, at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.